1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Deadline day for the Donald Trump has to post a bond of almost $500 million to appeal New York's business fraud judgment against him. If he doesn't, the state can begin forcing divestiture. Former federal prosecutor Ken Nawade is an ABC News legal contributor.
The attorney general will go after the low-hanging fruit first. What I mean by that is liquid assets. She's going to seize bank accounts, identify and seize bank accounts, because that's just money. You can just take it. It's easy. The harder stuff to seize is the real estate.
One of the seemingly legion of Islamic State offshoots says it's responsible for the Friday night attack on a concert venue in a Moscow suburb that left at least 137 dead and scores unaccounted for. Russia is blaming Ukraine. North Korea says Japanese Prime Minister Kishida has proposed a summit with Kim Jong-un at an unspecified early date. His sister Kim Yo-jong made the announcement. This is ABC News. Lottery fever on the rise. No Powerball winner Saturday night. That jackpot swelling to $800 million for tonight's draw. And no one won Mega Millions this past Friday night. The next drawing is Tuesday, when the jackpot will be $1.1 billion. ABC's Dave Packer says the latest installment of a 40-year-old film franchise is the nation's top movie this weekend.
Who you gonna call?
The Ghostbusters are finished.
Not quite yet. The fifth film in the franchise, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, taking the top spot at the box office, beating expectations, earning $45.2 million. Dune Part 2 hangs on to its number two spot, selling $17.6 million worth of tickets. Kung Fu Panda 4 drops to third place. In fourth, the horror film Immaculate, the second new release of the weekend with a meager $5.3 million debut. Mark Wahlberg's Arthur the King rounds out the top five. Dave Packer, ABC News.
And I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Mino on the mayor and the mayor on a Thursday.
Wait a minute, that's a whole other show.
He's been on my case.
Delete
all
that
morning.
Oh my goodness.
This is a family show.
I know.
He's not that. He's just been on my case.
It'll be the only show in history that didn't have one listener.
Mino and the mayor, weekday morning, 6 till 9. On the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's Republican U.S. Representative Mike Gallagher is resigning. His last day in Congress will be April 19th. Gallagher told the Journal Sentinel that he plans to enter the private sector and spend more time with his family. Due to the timing of his resignation, no special election will be held, and the seat will remain vacant until voters decide on his replacement in November. Governor Tony Evers signed another 44 bills into law on Friday. Among them is a bill that makes it a felony for school staff members to commit an act of sexual misconduct against a student. That includes any verbal or physical conduct that could be considered sexual in nature. Evers said that he's happy to sign the bill, but isn't happy that the bill is needed. Another bill signed into law further restricts strip searches of students by school officials. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Marquette headed to the Sweet 16. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles held on to beat Colorado 81-77 in the men's NCAA basketball tournament. Up next, they face North Carolina State Friday night in Dallas. Shaka Smart has Marquette back to the Sweet 16 in just his third year as head coach.
Man, they're a talented, talented team, and they got going in the second half. But our guys never blinked. You know, down the stretch, we got enough defensive stops to win the game.
Bucks head coach and Marquette alum Doc Rivers.
I talked to Shaka after the game, and
There were five times I thought tonight where Marquette could have let go of the rope because they kept scoring. Colorado just puts pressure on you.
The Bucks got a decisive win, 118-93 over the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Bucks host the Lakers tomorrow night. Badgers basketball sophomore guard Connor Asigian has announced he plans to leave Wisconsin and enter the transfer portal after his team lost to James Madison. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, rain and snow. We'll see a low around 33, east winds gusting 25 to 30 miles per hour. All rain for your Monday, a high around 46, still blustery. Rain Monday night with a low around 45. And rain for Tuesday, breezy 56.
Right now, it's 37.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Friday night, state of Wisconsin, broadcasting live all over the state from beautiful downtown Green Bay. Great to have you with me as we head into the weekend, this March Madness weekend. There's so much going on. There's going to be basketball all weekend. Roadhouse is out, the movie. Sydney Sweeney is playing a nun in the movie Immaculate that's in theaters. Yeah, okay. There's so much going on. And it all starts right here at Nightlight. We're going to have some fun tonight. I have great guests tonight. I'm very excited. It's kind of, they're all sort of regulars. They're all Nightlight besties. Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here at 7:35. She's going to hang out with me in studio for as long as she likes or until there's a medical emergency. Brittany Merlot will be along at 8:05 to talk about storms we are supposed to get in Wisconsin. We've sort of circumvented bad weather till this point, aside from that January snowstorm we had in early January. That was really the only taste of winter we've had. Other than that, it's been pretty mild. So Brittany will tell us what to expect in the next week. We do have some bad weather headed our way, and she'll be excited about that. She loves winter. So we will look forward to seeing a big smile on her face as she tells us what we can expect. And of course, it's Friday night, which means not automatically, but we have Terry Barr here quite often on Friday nights to discuss music that she will be showcasing on her show that she co-hosts on Saturday in Madison, called Max Inc. And I will say, I mean, Conrad, correct me if I'm wrong, I would say the last three times Terry's been here, the music she's brought with her has been outstanding.
Yeah, it has been really great.
So they get really good talent on the show. And they perform live down in Madison at the Civic Media headquarters studio. So you won't want to miss that. Terry's always fun to talk to as well. So three fun guests tonight. Kristen Lyerly at 7:35, Brittany Merlot at 8:05, and Terry Barr at 8:35. And did we find out about the Badgers?
Sorry.
Conrad's a little discombobulated over
there.
What's going on? You're okay? You okay, buddy?
Well, yeah.
Are we echoing again?
We are echoing on the app and on air right now. The only place that can hear us right now is StreamYard. Or YouTube, Facebook.
We're not echoing Twitter. On those?
No, we are not.
Okay. Well, this is unfortunate. So you're telling me everyone who is listening to this show,
it's like a very bad echo right now.
So who do we call? How do we?
I am doing my steps over on this side to try to get this resolved.
There's a hardware store down the street. Sherry's listening on Facebook. She says, hi, Pete from Horicon. Hi, Sherry. Sherry, do you hear an echo? We have to get to the bottom of this. Conrad's on it. I'm not going to distract him. Not on Facebook, just the app. Look at Sherry listening on both. All right, so the show will continue. For those of you listening on the app, or I'm sorry, on Facebook or the stream on YouTube, we will continue like nothing's happening. Those of you who are listening on the radio, I'm sure you've turned it by now, but I hope we can get this figured out. It just started right before the show. So I'm doing the show. Hi, Stacy Sue. She says no echo. So we've got at least a few people listening on Facebook. We will continue. We will do the show geared toward the stream. I wonder if this has anything to do with the Badgers. I think the Badgers are trying to derail me, maybe. Kind of some cool stuff. I drove down here tonight, and I have on my car, it has that, I think it's just called lane change alert. And I still am not used to it. It's so strange. Like, basically what happens is if you don't signal and you try to switch lanes, the whole car starts shaking and slowing down. And I don't think I like that. I know it's a safety feature, and you're probably better off having it than not. But it's very unsettling when you're driving. And, you know, I look, I always check, and I should signal every time. I realize that. But I don't know. Sometimes I know I'm the only one on the road. I know that. I can see for miles, and I just switch, and then the car just starts, like, slowing down very quickly. It's very unsettling. It made me long for the days, and these are days long ago, where you could just get behind, like, an LTD Ford, a big boat of a car, with very uncomfortable seats, shocks that you kind of actually bounce when you drive. But man, it's just you in the car. You put it in drive and it's all you. And these safety features are great, and I'm glad we have them. But it's almost like too many bells and whistles. I don't know. So very cool stuff. As I mentioned, there's a lot of basketball to be played this weekend. And the UWGB women's team, they are an 11 seed in the NCAA tournament. And they play tennis. That'll be exciting. And I don't think they're favored. Certainly not by seed pairings. But everything I've heard, and I haven't watched any basketball this year. I'm very behind, other than a few highlights. I don't know what's going on with the men's or the women's or anything, but I've heard UW Green Bay could be ripe for an upset, for pulling an upset and beating Tennessee and making a little bit of a run. So that would be kind of cool. I'll watch that one. I'm going to try to catch some of the Badgers tonight after the show. I did not see Marquette play. They won earlier. Try to check out some of the UWGB women's game tomorrow. And I'll tell you, if you're not a fan of March, and I'm typically not, you got to love basketball. To me, this is like a great distraction for the month of March, just to get you through crummy weather. And even though it's not like bone chilling cold outside, it's miserable. There's wind that makes it feel much colder than it is. That yucky weather. I love this time of year when it comes to basketball. It really, it's kind of like NFL playoff football gets you through January if you're a football fan. Kind of the same thing with March when it comes to basketball, college basketball. So that'll be exciting. We got a few more texts here. Sherry's laughing at me. She says, LOL. I must have made a joke about my own voice echo. She says, I have, but it's weird. I don't know what you're referring to, Sherry. Sherry, we need clarification. And then I don't. Oh, Conrad, is this your Aunt Carla?
Yeah.
Are you back now?
Just trying to resolve.
Did we figure this out? Because Cup de Gras, is that your aunt's last name?
It's Up de Gras.
Up de Gras. Okay. Carla says, much better from the app. Sherry says that was in relation to the car stuff I was talking about. Yeah, I don't know. It's very, there's beeps and there's, you know, things are beeping all the time and you're doing this. And if your head tilts forward a little bit, it starts beeping again. It's just like, they're just trying to keep you alive, but they kind of take the fun out of driving. So now I'm all over the place, but here's the thing. I don't want to burn gold if nobody can hear me. You know what I'm talking about, Conrad?
Yeah.
All right. So I think we're good on the app. Aunt Carla says we're good on the app. Can we get clarification? Do we know? Can we call someone and see if someone's listening?
It's not good on the app. It's good on the Facebook app or YouTube. Oh, okay. Or
so still Twitter. Just Facebook and YouTube. Okay.
It's just echoing in a loop right now. I'm trying to resolve it though.
You're trying to resolve it, but you're still just kind of sitting there with headphones on. I'm just messing with you. I don't know what to do either. Did we call someone? Is there someone we can call, like Radio 911 or something? Hello, Radio 911. What's your emergency? I've heard Quiet Riot too much tonight. That's my emergency. Oh, this is Peach Wabba. You've got jokes that nobody can hear because they're just echoey. So I have such great guests. I would hate for people not to be able to hear. So we got to see what we can do. We'll figure it out, folks. But either way, it is great to have you with me here on Nightlight tonight, a Friday edition of Nightlight. Next week on Monday, this is kind of fun. I watched, and I want to save some of this too, because Conrad watched the film too, but we both watched Roadhouse last night. And we didn't plan it. I just started it after some of the basketball games, and I finished it today, and he watched it yesterday at 2 in the morning. And Rob Thomas wrote a really funny Substack article. I encourage you to Google Rob Thomas Substack Roadhouse. He didn't really review it. He just pointed out 23 ridiculous things about the movie, and it's really funny. And the movie is ridiculous. I mean, it's not even... talk about mailing it in. Like, they could have done something really cool. Like, that could have been a real movie with a real bad guy. Instead, you have Conor McGregor, who's just like this clown.
The way he walked.
What is that?
Throughout the whole movie.
It made me laugh. Bad acting walking. Like, trying to walk like it. He's even walking like a dink.
It made me laugh every single time I saw him.
And, you know, I don't know if you felt this way. It was sort of like, first of all, the movie did not need to have him. But since they used him, write him into the script. It's like he wasn't even written in the script. He gets a phone call, and then he goes to help fight the guy. But the guys that hired him hate him. So he's just like walking around the whole movie like Conor McGregor. I get you want him to be associated with the film because he's a fighter. But his acting wasn't great. I still don't know exactly what he was doing in the movie. Just put a picture of him in the corner of the movie if you just want us to see Conor McGregor. That made no sense. All right, Aunt Carla says, bad texter app, bad Facebook. Great. Oh, wow. We're flying by, even though much of our audience can't hear us. Now app is back, Aunt Carla says. Is that your experience, Conrad?
I didn't check yet.
Let's take a look. Or let's check it out during the what have you. But we'll talk more. We're going to talk more Roadhouse. Sydney Sweeney is playing a nun, which makes Conor McGregor in Roadhouse even less ridiculous. So we'll get to all this. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is coming up at 7:35. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. When you look at me.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Todd Alba Show.
Our ride into spring continues. We have some great prizes to give away. A weekend getaway at Chula Vista Resort, a bike, and a three-way blender.
Three-in-one blender.
Oh, three-in-one. Sorry, I misread that. We're having our own political threesome
here. Todd Alba going with the After Dark Show all of a sudden.
It's always
this
a pleasure.
Is Civic Media, not Cinemax, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dude Dad.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Don't scream, right? The over-the-air stuff is broken right now, but I'm working on that, okay?
Okay.
Welcome back. Those of you who are watching on Facebook or YouTube are in for a real treat because apparently, because you can see us and you can hear us. So it's great to have those of you who are watching with me. What better thing is there to do on a Friday night than to watch radio on a stream and a guy just sitting there? Hi, everybody. Great to have you with me. I am Peach Wabba. This is Nightlight. We talked a little bit about Roadhouse. And coming up in just a few minutes, Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here. We're going to ask her. I'm going to ask her a lot of stuff. I've got medical questions. I've got showbiz questions. I want to see if she buys Sydney Sweeney as a nun. It's happening. It's in theaters this week. Immaculate. It's a horror film. And that somehow makes Conor McGregor, who did not need to be in Roadhouse. It was just silly. But it seems less ridiculous now than Sydney Sweeney as a nun. And maybe they explain that some way. I don't know. And the UWGB women's team plays tomorrow. A lot of stuff going on. We got basketball. Hey, Conrad, how do you say Oakland University? How do you say Jack's last name?
Oh, I just knew this. Hold on. Let me look at his name
again. Is it Goki?
Goiki.
Okay.
Yeah. Like Goiki.
He should change that. I'm just saying. You're not going to make it in the NBA with that name. I don't care how many threes you sink. You got to have a cool name. Steph Curry, Michael Jordan.
Oh, I think like it has a ring to it. Goiki for three.
Goiki for three. I love that name. And it's so cool. 10 threes. That's incredible. But someone said he didn't single-handedly win the game. Well, of course not. But yes, he did. 10 threes. Has that even been done?
It has, yeah. Actually, I think he tied for the fourth most in a March Madness game.
Okay.
Which is just, yeah, I was watching that game last night, and I was just like, they're going to do it.
I got 10 threes in lawn darts once. I mean, look, I'm not comparing myself. I'm just saying it wasn't easy. Or jarts.
You want to hear something?
Yes, they call it.
Pretty cool about what happened. So Louisville and Kentucky have a pretty fierce rivalry. And
yeah.
After that game, Oakland's store on their website crashed, sending out orders to Louisville.
All right, back up a second. Hold on. Say that again.
So Kentucky and Louisville have a really intense rivalry.
Yeah, yeah.
And after that game, after Oakland beat them, Oakland's team store crashed on their website because they had an increase of 5K for Goiki, and because Louisville does not like Kentucky.
That is hilarious. I'll tell you something. I know John Calipari is kind of a polarizing figure, but I cannot believe how many people really despise that guy as a coach. On my Facebook feed today, that's all people. I'm so glad Calipari lost. See you later, Calipari. All this stuff, I couldn't even remember where he coached because I know he used to coach at Memphis. He was in the NBA. I knew he coached at Kentucky. I guess he's still there, and people were thrilled. At least people that know Schwabba were thrilled Kentucky lost. I don't know. I haven't thought about Kentucky in a long time.
Hey, I don't like thinking of them.
You what?
I don't like thinking of them. I don't like the team.
Just Kentucky in general?
I'm only a Wisconsin fan, so...
So you hate all other teams.
I get, I like Marquette just a little bit because they're in Wisconsin, okay. But and I love Milwaukee because that's my alma mater. So
yeah, they're Division I.
Yeah, they were one game away from facing Kentucky instead of Oakland.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and I would have been really happy if Milwaukee did that upset.
Yeah, are they in the NIT?
I don't think so. Actually,
they didn't even make the NIT.
They were really surprising. Like team to go to the championship because I mean, they won against Green Bay, which Green Bay had a great year, better than Milwaukee.
Yeah,
but yeah, so
that's interesting.
I have high hopes for them next year.
Did you ever try to walk on at Milwaukee?
No, they looked at me and said, "Get off the court." All right.
you know what happened? Okay, so I went to DePaul University in Chicago, and they were not a powerhouse, but they still were relevant in the NCAAs, like in the late 80s. And when I played high school basketball, I could jump. And I could shoot, but I couldn't dribble, which posed a problem for me getting into the games. But my friend said, you should go to the tryouts. What if you got hot and you hit like all these shots? Like basically he wanted me to try to trick the DePaul basketball program into taking me on as a walk-on. And I got to tell you, I loved the idea, but the other thing, I'm under pressure, forget it. I'm not hitting any shots.
Yeah,
I knew I didn't have a prayer, so I didn't do it. But I thought that was an interesting experiment. But Jack Goyke, 10 threes.
Impressive.
Guy's a rock star. Where is Oakland? Is that outside of Detroit?
It's north of Detroit.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, good for them. I could get behind. Like if Wisconsin was out and, you know, Marquette was out and all the other Big Ten teams were out, I would cheer for Oakland. I'd probably cheer for Oakland over some Big Ten teams, especially with a guy named Jack Goyke. I like that. This is kind of a cool thing. Kristen Lyerly is coming up in just a few minutes, folks. I hope we get this little issue we're having solved by then because you hate to waste a good guest. I mean, she's a nightlight bestie. So hopefully we'll figure that out. But to those of you watching on the stream, you will not want to miss Kristen. She'll be here very shortly. I thought this was kind of cool. Kevin Bacon is going back to the prom. Payson, Utah, where they shot Footloose, is moving to another building. And they invited Kevin Bacon to their prom on the 40th anniversary. They started this hashtag Bacon to Payson thing. Bacon became aware of it because, you know, the 6 degrees, he's related to everybody. And he went on the Today Show and announced that he would do it. So he is going back 40 years later to prom at Payson High School in Utah. I think that is really cool. Kevin Bacon just does stuff once in a while where you go, I bet he's a good dude. Like, I don't know him. I don't know what my degree of separation is from him. I think I did know at one point, but he just seems like a good guy. And that's my question tonight. We're just getting to it now. Do you believe this? What celebrity would you want to come to your prom? What celebrity do you want to come to your prom? Or would you be most excited to see? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I have to think about that one. Sydney Sweeney dressed as a nun. That would be cool. Conor McGregor. He wore nothing in Roadhouse for like 5 minutes. Did you notice that, Conrad?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it? That's your only reaction? Yeah, I did. I did notice his bottom. Okay, so Dr. Kristen will be here next. You will not want to miss this. She's always so much fun. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Deadline day for the Donald. Donald Trump has to post a bond of almost $500 million to appeal New York's business fraud judgment against him. If he doesn't, the state can begin forcing divestiture. Former federal prosecutor Ken Nawade is an ABC News legal contributor.
The attorney general will go after the low-hanging fruit first. What I mean by that is liquid assets. She's going to seize bank accounts, identify and seize bank accounts, because that's just money. You can just take it. It's easy. The harder stuff to seize is the real estate.
One of the seemingly legion of Islamic State offshoots says it's responsible for the Friday night attack on a concert venue in a Moscow suburb that left at least 137 dead and scores unaccounted for. Russia is blaming Ukraine. North Korea says Japanese Prime Minister Kishida has proposed a summit with Kim Jong-un at an unspecified early date. His sister Kim Yo-jong made the announcement. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Prosecutors in three Wisconsin counties say they won't pursue felony charges of campaign finance violations against former President Donald Trump's fundraising committee and Republican State Representative Janelle Branchen related to the effort to unseat Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The prosecutors say their own involvement in Republican politics creates a conflict of interest. Wisconsin voters have their say on two proposed amendments to the state constitution on April 2nd. One of them would ban private donations to local election offices. Sam Lieber is with the group All Voting is Local. He says private money isn't the problem.
I think the real question and the real issue at hand is, why are our elections and their administrators underfunded?
The other question would specify who can legally serve as a poll worker in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
We have rain on the way today, tonight, into tomorrow. We could get an inch or more of rain by the time everything winds down late tomorrow into tomorrow night. 46 today, little breezy with a southeast wind gusting to near 30. More rain could be heavy at times tonight, low of 44. Tomorrow cloudy, rain 57 with rain changing to a little light snow by tomorrow evening. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But like when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
Kind of like to a former Drew lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Alba Show.
Mino and the Mayor.
You might remember this, Mr. Mayor. It was the first St. Patrick's Day parade in Green Bay going down to the city deck. You were in a wagon, and then the bagpiper and me were in front. I said to the bagpiper, we got to stop right here in this tunnel and play Amazing Grace. And then I see the mayor stand up in the wagon going, get it moving, get it moving.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. We are back. Are we officially back, Conrad?
We are officially back.
So you are ready to take texts from listeners.
Of course.
Did Sage fix this?
Yes, Sage did.
Can just get that guy a cape? He is a genius. Like, he's just a... That's incredible.
Yeah.
He's on the phone. 2 minutes later, we're back up.
Some what people do you just got that.
Some people, yeah. I mean, I would just start pushing buttons and hope for the best.
You know, turn it all
that
off.
That could work.
Turn it back
know.
On again. Yeah, exactly. Sometimes it does.
Conrad, how do you feel after Sage just kind of came in and fixed everything?
I think you said it. I think he deserves a cape.
Yeah.
The Civic Media superhero.
I'm not going to lie to you. It's emasculating. I can't. I just feel very subpar right now. And we got all these texts. All right. So Kristen Lierley is here. Dr. Kristen Lierley, it's so great to have you. You are like, where do we rank? Thank you, buddy. Where do we rank Kristen as a guest?
Are we ranking our guests now?
I like to ask Conrad questions when he's leaving the room and he can't answer. this is so great to have you here. So we have some texts. Our question tonight, mm-hmm. Dr. Lierley, if that is your real name, what celebrity do you want to go to your prom? Because did you hear that Kevin Bacon is going back to the prom where they shot Footloose 40 years ago?
Yes. And when you asked that question, I thought to myself, my prom now
yeah.
or my prom back in 1986? Because those 86. Answers would be different.
You just say the cast of The Outsiders.
No.
Okay.
Duran Duran.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I love Duran Duran.
Specifically John Taylor, but I would have taken any of them.
Who was the... Simon LeBon was the lead singer, right?
Still is. They're still touring.
Yeah. No, I know.
Yeah. And Andy is not playing because he has prostate cancer, but everybody else is playing.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
So if he has prostate cancer, that means he's definitely a man, right?
Yeah, don't ask John Mino that question, though, because he's a little unsure about that.
Well, I'm sure he's not anymore after talking to you. Yeah, I love Duran Duran. Like, they had that song, you know, they had their big hits, and I liked all of them, Rio and Hungry Like the Wolf and all that. But when they put that album out, like, in the 90s that had Ordinary World on it,
mm-hmm.
I was like, man, they're on another level. Like, that pop stuff they did was great, but they're really good. Good band. I loved them.
They kind of did the thing that the Beatles did. You know, the Beatles came out and it was all like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they got more serious and they met more people and their influences changed. And then it was the White Album. You know, like they evolved over a very short period of time. They weren't around that long. What, 5 years?
Yeah. And then they're already off like John Lennon's writing Imagine. Well, that came a little later. But listen, I'm not the biggest Beatles fan. I love the Beatles. But George Harrison.
Mm-hmm.
As a solo artist, I think better than John Lennon. Like, his songs are incredible.
Yeah. And
just my opinion.
His musicality, like the way he brought the sitar and all the Indian
influence
right. in.
Mm-hmm. And My Sweet Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever see, Conrad, take a memo. We should, he laughs. We should find that Billy Preston version of My Sweet Lord with all the all-star casts like Eric Clapton and George Harrison's kid and Ringo's there and Jeff Lynne from ELO. Oh, my God. It's just, like, incredible.
Billy Preston was the fifth Beatle.
The fifth Beatle. That's correct. They should have just made him a Beatle.
Yeah.
A Beatle, not a fifth Beatle.
Yeah.
Because he didn't number the other guys.
Right.
Ringo would be four. But let's read some texts here. We are back up. This is so exciting. We actually have Nightlight on a Friday night now. From the 707, Sherry from Northwest Coast, California says, you have a terrible echo on your channel.
We did.
I should have read that over for us. Here I am trumpeting our triumph, our victory here. Pete, you are echoing and stuck in a loop. So I think here I am. I'm like, oh, we got all these texts I got to get through. They're just telling me we were echoing when I couldn't see what was happening. Very bad on the radio, another storm. Oh, 707, Sherry says again, oh, FYI, another storm starting about 4 a.m.
No? I deny that.
Listen,
I'm not saying that we're not getting a storm. I just don't want to think about it.
Yeah, I don't want to either.
It's spring. Brittany Merlot told me that it was spring. And I specifically said, Brittany, is it spring? And she said, yes.
Well, it technically is spring, but that doesn't mean. I mean, this is Wisconsin. We can get snow in May, you know. But I don't. Brittany is going to be along at 8:05, so you can ask her that yourself.
I did already. Oh, I did on Thursday when it was all coming.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can follow up with her, though.
And she loves it. Yeah. You can hold her feet to the fire.
Like, nobody loves the weather like Brittany Merlot.
Yeah, I sort of bragged about my 5-day forecast when I started here, and then I realized Brittany's right more than I am. Because I'm just a guy. Mm-hmm. But it's my 5-day forecasts are just kind of what I want it to be. You know what I mean? Like,
today, sunny. Tomorrow, also sunny.
Then seven. Sherry says, sorry, middle message, not for you. Now I have to go back and see what message was not for me. Oh, that's probably another storm starting about
the car stuff.
4 a.m. The what?
The car stuff.
What happened?
That was probably Sherry's middle message.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She thought we were AAA. Conrad, we should get over there and help Sherry change a tire. We can provide that service, folks. That's what sets us apart from different talk shows. Stacy Sue says on the feed, she would like Jude Law to go to her prom. That's a good one.
Uh-huh.
Jake Ryan. Were you a Jake Ryan fan, Kristen?
Mm-hmm.
From 16 Candles?
Oh.
He's kind of the hunky guy who never really did anything after that movie.
Yeah. No, I mean, he was a handsome man.
He was. And, you know, he was nice to Molly Ringwald.
He was.
Christy Barlamin says, tell Dr. Kristen Schmalz-Lyerly hi from Christy Barlamin and Walter.
Well, hi, Christy and Walter.
You can talk to them while I read the rest of these texts. Okay. or scan them first before I read them so they're not talking about echoes.
You know, speaking of 16 Candles, my son got detention today.
What?
Uh-huh. He got detention. And I shouldn't like out him like this, but he's not too upset about it because it was like a minor reason. But I was kind of excited for him because I think you should have detention at some point in your life so that you can have your Breakfast Club experience.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And you can sit in there with all the other ne'er-do-wells.
Yeah. And then I had to explain the Breakfast Club to him and he kind of got excited about it. And we might have to watch it this weekend so he'll know what to expect.
That's hilarious. You know what's so funny about the Breakfast Club? Like, they're still cashing in on it. Like, those actors, a lot of them kind of have had their day. But Andrew McCarthy is doing a documentary on that group, the Rat Pack.
Oh,
the
Brat really?
Pack, yeah. And Judd Nelson said, yeah, no thanks.
Oh.
He said about McCarthy, he said, yeah, he's a nice guy and all, but I haven't talked to him in like, what, 35 years?
Well,
yeah. So he's going to sit it out.
Yeah. Well, that's consistent with his character.
Yeah. Very well said.
Thank you.
He doesn't need the money either, probably. Like the others do, maybe. Paula says, Patrick Swayze from the original Roadhouse, a dance with him at prom.
A dance with him.
I don't think, Paula, your son Conrad needs to hear you speak so luridly about said Swayze.
No, go ahead, Mom.
Go ahead,
get a dance with Swayze.
here's Conrad's dad chiming in. They're going to have an argument over Nightlight here about. And here says, Steve says, an interesting fact about the new 2024 movie Roadhouse is that Fred the Tree, currently located outside Marathon in the Florida Keys. Oh, that's right. Conrad's folks are there. Mm. On the famous 7 Mile Bridge, not too far from where Conrad's parents once lived. Conrad, your dad is referring to himself in third person. I've got issues with that, but we'll proceed. Apparently, it was filmed specifically for the movie. Can you and Conrad verify you've seen the famous tree watching the movie? I'm sure it will soon be a Jeopardy question.
Yeah, I remember seeing that when he first arrives in the Keys.
Yeah.
And then he gets the book about Fred.
Right, from the girl at the store.
Yep.
That was the one scene where he wasn't getting punched in the face.
Oh, jeez.
Tom from New Berlin says, she rocks. I don't know who Tom is referring to. Tom, clarify, please. We need clarification, Tom, from New Berlin. He says, she rocks.
I think he's talking about Kristen, because you said how good of a guest.
Oh, yeah. And you look at the detective work Conrad is doing. 7 mm-hmm. minutes ago, I just brought you on. You're right. Kristen does rock. No question about that.
Aw, thanks. Thanks, Tom. If that was for me.
Tom. Tom feels very awkward now, like, oh, no. I didn't mean to compliment her. Tom says Kristen, but he says Christian. He might be talking about all Christians.
You know what that makes me think of?
But I think that's close enough.
When I was in high school, the Night Ranger song Sister Christian was a big deal, and my friends would sing that to me, and I didn't like it. I don't know why. I know you would think that you'd be like, funny. This is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't know why. I like it now.
Sister Kristen. Mm-hmm. Do you have a sister?
I do.
Yeah.
Her name is Carrie.
sister Kristen. Did she ever refer to you like that?
No.
All right.
No, but I bet some of my high school friends are out there and they're thinking, yeah, that did happen.
They can verify. Yeah, we need a voucher, please.
Yeah, Kakana High School, class of 1987, if you're out there. We hear
that's
you.
That's right. You're not far from home.
I know. Those are my people.
Wow. That's so cool.
Yeah.
All right. From the 818, Bridget says, Peg says Rock Hudson. He is tall.
Oh.
He is real tall and handsome.
Yeah.
A big guy and always played a good guy. That's pretty true, right?
Sure. Yeah.
And then Bridget says, Brad Pitt, a slow dance with Brad Pitt.
Mm.
I think she speaks probably for most of the women in America.
I'm a Brad Pitt fan.
Are you?
Oh,
he's
yeah.
good. He's good. I'm a Brad Pitt fan. I don't want to slow dance with him, but. You know what? I would slow dance with
him. I think you would.
Just to say I slow dance with him. I don't want to get anything out of it. I don't dig him in the big way. I'm just saying.
I think he would like it too.
He probably. I'm a good dancer. Is that why you said that?
Yeah.
Have you heard the rumors?
No.
All right. Keep those texts coming, folks. The question is, who, and this was inspired by Kevin Bacon going back to the Footloose, the actual Footloose school where they filmed the movie in Payson, Utah. He's going back to their prom 40 years later. They invited him. He accepted. I think that's really cool. So our question is, what celebrity would you want to see at your prom? Once again, it's 855-752-4842. We are sort of discombobulated here. Conrad, tell people how they can watch on the stream.
Yeah, so we're on Facebook, the WGBW page, Facebook Nightlight. On YouTube, we're Civic Media. And on Twitter or X, we're on WGBW.
All right. And we got quite a few on the stream tonight, probably because of the app. But yeah,
mm-hmm.
tune in. The best way too, folks, if you want to text, we have a great, I'm saying this after what happened, but it is an excellent app. And if we're, Nightlight is on statewide, click on any of the stations. There's a little icon. You just fire away. And we're going to tell you about a contest that's happening here at Civic Media too. Maybe we'll do that at the top of the hour right before we bring Brittany on. Because whenever we have Brittany on, that's when we know we have the most listeners. Because mm-hmm. they're coming here to hear Brittany. And to hear what she has to say about the weather. So, Kristen,
yes.
what? All right, let's get to the actual. I feel like we're playing catch up here.
Yeah, it's been a
while.
Take
a deep breath. We have to take like a yoga breath and like just go, okay, everything is working again now. We're fine.
Okay.
All right, downward dog.
Yes.
So, I have to ask you, is there any new medical news I need to be aware of? This is why I have Kristen on, is to get free medical advice. It's all in the name of radio.
In what arena? Like, in like the diet arena? You want to talk about Princess Kate?
That's yeah, I
new.
Do.
Yeah, that broke this afternoon.
What's happening? So you were kind of following it, though, right?
Well, I think many people were wondering what the heck is going on with Kate. She had abdominal surgery, and then she disappeared, and the weird doctored photo. And
right.
then what happened? So today she made a statement that you can see. It's short. And she talked about how she had this abdominal surgery, and at the time it didn't appear that there was any cancer there, but they subsequently found out that there is a cancer there. And now she's receiving chemotherapy, and she appreciates the love and affection, but also the time that she has been able to spend with her family and reassuring her children that she's going to be okay.
So what... She's young. Was she in her 40s?
Yeah, people get cancer in their 40s.
No, I know they do. I know. But listen, I'm not that unmedical, okay? I'm aware of that. You don't have to insult me on my own show.
But, you know, but people, you are more likely to get cancer the older you get.
Correct.
Age is your biggest risk factor.
So, but abdominal cancer, is that a rare thing for someone her age to have, or is it just...
Well, we know she had abdominal surgery, but think about what is in your abdomen. All of the bits and nuggets and... bowel and ovaries and uterus and kidneys, and there's a lot of stuff in there.
There's more junk food in my abdomen today than I was so good for so long and I broke down. All right, Kristen Lyerly is here. I'm going to shake her down for more medical advice when we come back. And we're going to play a game. I'm going to see your knowledge of the movies will be on display. And you're going to be a rock star in a totally different realm, too.
Yeah, I don't know about
that. We'll set that up for you. And then Brittany Merlot coming up at 8:05. And we're going to tell you about the Civic Media contest that you will not want to miss. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, we can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right, Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so glass. It's like...
It's only glass. It's only tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
This is National Let's Laugh Day. I think laughter is truly the best medicine. What makes you laugh the hardest? My family members, my kids are funny. My dad makes me laugh. My wife makes me laugh. Conrad makes me laugh. I think one of the most important things that we can do in life is laugh. Personally, comedy's gotten me through some very tough times. It's great therapy.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. You probably heard this song at high school dances.
Yeah, we would sing our house, or Dawn's house. In the middle of her street, we had a whole list of lyrics about my friend Dawn and her chair in her room in her house in the middle of her street.
And we thought you were sister so Kristen. Funny. She was Dawn. You all had your own song.
We didn't have computers back then. We had to do something for fun.
I know. Where do you stand on that? Because some days I wish there was no technology.
Yeah.
Like phones are too smart. I say something and it corrects me, and I'm like, no, that's not what I meant. And then it records that because I didn't hit the off button, and I'm like. It's a mess.
Have you used ChatGPT to have it generate something for you?
Not by myself, in a group once.
So literally all you have to do is say, "Dear ChatGPT, generate a speech about turtles in the Florida Keys and make it 5 minutes long," and it will literally write a speech for you. And it won't be perfect. Like, you'll still have to fix it, but it's unbelievable.
I am not going near ChatGPT until it can write a perfect speech about turtles. I draw a line in the sand there. Yeah, that's scary.
The turtles can't get past it.
Yeah. I just don't want the turtles to get hurt. But I do. I long for the days when there was nothing, not even a cell phone. But
when
then
you were bored. Remember being bored when you were a kid?
Yes.
Yes.
It wasn't so bad. If you had other people to be bored with, then you could fix that, you know? But like, I have to say, I love watching any sitcom I want to watch before I go to bed, laying in bed and watching Seinfeld or Cheers or Friends or whatever, you know. So I'm glad technology is where it is, but it's scary.
Yeah. I talked to my kids about it because they grew up in this time when there was always an iPhone. There was always a computer. Everything was always at the tips of their fingers. They didn't have to, you know, we'd have to go to the library to look things up
or
find an encyclopedia. And it's like, it's right here. So it's just really, it's very different, but there's no going back because we're there.
That's what you think.
You can try.
Got a little plan I want to talk to you about after the show. No, it's nefarious. I will say I'm proud that my kids, every once in a while, they get sick of it. Mm-hmm. Like, my son got his first phone when he was about 14 or 12, maybe. He held off for quite a while. My daughter's had it much longer. It's pretty much been part of her life. Mm-hmm. And they both still get sick of it, even though it's all they know. And I'm happy about that. I'm happy they're at least questioning it and saying, all right, I need a break from this thing, mm-hmm. you know?
My second son wants a flip phone. He does not want his smartphone. He's like, dial it back.
All right, this is interesting. Because, Conrad, have I told my story about washing my phone on the air?
I don't think so.
Okay. So this is a mea culpa. It's soul-bearing. I'm an open book right now. I've washed an iPhone twice.
Twice?
Yes.
Because the first time it didn't get clean enough? What?
There was still condemning stuff on there. I had to get rid of it. No, here's what I do. I get a laundry basket. I put a bunch of laundry in it. And then I'm going to be downstairs for a while. So I put my phone on top. I get down there, I dump the laundry into the wash. I've done that twice, and within a year. And I get that sick feeling when I get back upstairs because my mind is just going in a million different directions. And I'm like, where is my phone? And then I got to go to the store the next day. So I just buy cheap phones. So I get the cheapest iPhone. I was like $200 because I'm an idiot and I know that. But here's where it gets interesting. So I thought I'm just going to get a flip phone because I'm obviously too big of a moron to own a smartphone because I do stupid things with it. Getting a flip phone would have been about $25 cheaper than getting a smartphone. Mm-hmm. It's not even, you don't even really save any money. No. So I was going to punish myself with a flip phone for about 6 months. I'm like, you know, no. So I didn't do it. But I applaud your son. That's pretty impressive that he is aware of that and wants to shun kind of, you know, social media and stuff like that.
He's old school, though. So I got some potatoes the other day, and instead of making, like, hash browns out of a bag, he shreds the potatoes. And then he says to me, hey, Mom, where's the cheesecloth? Like, I'm Laura Ingalls, and I'm just hiding the cheesecloth under the, I don't know, the barrel.
What is a cheesecloth?
Exactly. It's just a cloth that has a lot of holes in it, and you can put, like, a potato in it, and you squeeze it, and all the moisture comes out of it. So we have no cheesecloth at our house. So he improvised. And then he handmade some hash browns, which were quite good.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, but this is what he does. He did this during COVID with sourdough. He perfected the perfect sourdough. He hasn't baked it since then. But, like, he just gets on this thing where he wants to do this. He, pretty soon he's going to be churning butter.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I got some socks I need darned, if you wouldn't mind.
Darn your socks.
Can I drop them off and pick them up on Friday?
Julian. Julie. He needs a socks darned.
So how old is Julian?
23.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool that he's doing all this. I don't know that's ever going to come in handy for him, but if it's like a hobby and just, or something to connect with.
He's a practical guy.
That's really cool. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Okay. So we were talking about medical stuff. This stuff you brought in, which is very nice. Kombucha.
Kombucha.
Kombucha. Okay. And it's very healthy. There's turmeric.
Yeah, it comes in a lot of different flavors. So this one just happens to be the mango turmeric flavor.
I like mango.
And it's made by Nasala. The kind I brought tonight is made by Nasala out of Madison.
Wow. And it's a probiotic.
It's a fermented tea. So yeah, it's a probiotic.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of cool. So what other, you got any other health tips? You know, I'm trying to be healthier. I'm at a point in my life where I can either spend the rest of my life expanding or I can recapture the old days and get back my 3.5-pack.
Uh-huh.
what should I be, like, I've done keto. I like keto, and I do some fasting in there too. Uh-huh. What else can I do?
With regards to nutrition?
Yeah.
You find yourself a diet that works for you.
Yeah.
That helps you maintain a healthy weight.
Okay.
And you follow it. But that diet cannot be Reese's peanut butter cups. It has to be fruits and vegetables. I know.
I knew there was a catch.
And not the supplements, like real fruits and vegetables with fiber and nutrition in them. That is so important. Like, that is the one thing that I think most of us could do.
But wait,
better.
What do you mean real fruits and vegetables as opposed to what? Like, are there?
Oh, have you seen the supplements on TV that they're selling?
That you can get in a pill.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Is supplements? No, supplements do not replace real fruits and vegetables in your body.
Of course not.
And it's not just like the vitamins and minerals. It's the fiber. The fiber is what helps clean out your GI system.
Okay.
Gives you good bowel movements, keeps your colon healthy. We've seen a remarkable increase in colon cancer in young people. And a lot of it is because our diets are ultra-processed foods. We're not eating enough fiber.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is about every time you're here, we end up talking about the colon.
I mean,
but I know
we
it's
got
a,
other
it's,
stuff
it's
we could talk about.
I know you do. No, we can stick with the colon. All right, more colon talk and more health tips. And then we're going to give Kristen a movie quiz. And I'm excited. But also, you're going to sit with me. We're going to talk to Brittany Merlot. We're going to see what she says. So we got
we're
a lot
ask
of fun
her about
stuff.
Spring.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of fun stuff coming up on Nightlight with Peach Wabba. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
At As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.